I love that music. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Sixers. Did last night give you hope? But Hugh, the leaks continue. So tomorrow night, we get the full NFL schedule. We'll know every week of the Eagles schedule. But yesterday, of course, we reacted to the first game of the season, which is going to be the kickoff game, Cowboys at Eagles, Thursday, September 4th. But Hugh, the leaks continue. We now know three more Eagles games. So here's what we now know in addition to the opener, September 4th, Thursday Night Football, Cowboys at Eagles. This morning we found out Monday, November 10th, Eagles at Packers, Monday Night Football. Friday, November 28th, that's the Black Friday game, day after Thanksgiving, Bears at Eagles.
The Bears.
And then Saturday, December 20th, Eagles at Commanders. So we know four games, a Thursday, a Monday, a Friday, and a Saturday.
Did you know one of those games, a doubleheader?
Yes, the Saturday one. I think the other part of that in the NFL Saturday is going to be Bears-Packers.
Okay.
So that's the Saturday, December 20th, late season.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, the division games. But you notice there's a certain day of the week I haven't said yet? We have a Thursday.
Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
We got a Monday, we got a Friday, we got a Saturday. We have no Sundays yet. Hugh, what do you, when you see a schedule, and I'm guessing there's going to be more, right? This isn't it. I'm sure they're going to have more primetime games. When you see a schedule that says Thursday, Monday, Friday, Saturday, and we don't know any Sundays yet, you like it, don't like it? What do you think when you have all these primetime games?
That's good. Well, I didn't think the way you thought. I'm like, hey, that's good for the Eagles. They got a lot of primetime games. I'm thinking maybe a couple more Monday night games in there, maybe.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, and a lot of late games. That's what I'm assuming. Mm. A lot of late games this year.
So I don't think it's good for the Eagles.
Why not?
Because they're short weeks.
Oh, you're talking about the schedule. They have a brutal schedule. Yeah. No question about it.
No, but the schedule was brutal if you just looked at the teams, right? But now we start lining up like the rest and the days. I mean, they did this to the Chiefs last year. Didn't the Chiefs play like three games in 16 days last December? Something like that. It feels like the Eagles are now getting it. You know, I would like some 1 o'clock Sunday games here. I mean, I think that'd just be better for the team. Just the beginning of this schedule reminds me of 2 years ago when they were playing, you know, Thursday here and a Monday here, and there were all those road games. It was very difficult. I would like to see them have some Sunday 1 o'clock games when this thing comes out, or at least Sunday 4 o'clock games, because the more of these we get, you know, I think this is harder on them. Like, as a player, do you think this is? It feels challenging to me to have games all over the place.
I think that this team is equipped for it. I think, you know, you talk about last year and the schedule that they had, it wasn't as brutal as this. This is by far a brutal schedule. But they did a pretty good job of navigating that.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm not worried about that. And it's incumbent on the coach to know how to, you know, get his team ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when to push those buttons and when to pull back a little bit. So I'm not worried about that. I think Coach Sirianni is savvy enough that he's going to do what's needed and push the right buttons to get this team ready to go.
I think he will. I mean, he's shown that. I see a schedule that we only know four games, and I already know they have three short weeks. I mean, I know that because they play a Monday night game on the road, then the next week's going to be a short week unless it's a bye. They play a Friday game, which means they're playing probably Sunday and then have to play again on Friday. And they're playing a Saturday game, which means they're going to play Sunday and then a short week on a Saturday. I know maybe it's boring of me. I would like a few Sunday 1 o'clock games. Kyle, what do you think? We got four games so far. The opener, and then we found out at the Packers on Monday, November 10th. Home on Black Friday against the Bears, and then the Saturday, December 20th at the Commanders.
I mean, it just comes with the territory of being one of the best teams in the league.
It
People
does.
Want to watch you. The NFL puts you on the primetime games. I mean, the Chiefs last year had to play a ton of primetime games.
They did.
They went, what, 15-2?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a good enough team, you're gonna have to deal with it. And the whole, like, I get some people have tickets to games and they want to get more 1 o'clock Sunday games. I prefer them to be in a primetime game. I like having the 1 o'clock window open where I can watch the rest of the NFL and then just watch the Eagles separately. So, like, I don't understand the whole, like, moaning and complaining about not having 1 o'clock games. Like, that might be my least favorite time to watch the Eagles, to be honest.
So I get that if you're watching at home, right? Like, I mean, I do the same thing as you, Kyle. Like, I like watching Sunday Ticket and watch the other games. And then, you know, Hugh, if the Eagles are on at 4, you can watch the whole 1 o'clock slate. Or if they're on at 8, you can watch the whole day. But, I mean, if you're going to the game, 1 o'clock Sunday is the best spot. 4 o'clock Sunday.
You know what's funny?
It's the, you wouldn't agree 1 o'clock Sunday is the best spot if you're going to a game? Where do you want to go?
Maybe like four.
Four.
Okay, 1 or 4. But Thursday night is not the ideal one.
I just think
Monday
it's funny. My first couple years in the league, so all we did was play 1 o'clock games.
You were on the Jets, Hugh, in the 90s.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was like horrible. Like, it was the absolute worst time to play.
You were being hidden amongst all the other games.
Maybe no one will notice how bad they are.
I like the late games, and now I'm getting text messages from people.
You can't even
that
stay
are talking
awake.
About yeah how they hate them. They yeah. hate them for like somebody was saying like D-Gun talking about I hate it because the post makes the post game show real long.
Yeah,
I like the later games because that mean you know what that means for me. It go straight to bed, like wrap the game over, just jump straight to bed and get ready for work tomorrow. Well, you know, and maybe watch the late game a little bit or fall asleep watching the late game.
As the rest of the schedule leaks out today, and then obviously we'll see the whole thing by tomorrow night, I need some more 1 o'clock Sunday games. I need some more, even Sunday 4. But we have 4 games already on the schedule. Not one is on Sunday. I think it wreaks havoc to the team and us. I mean, like, I might...
That's what you get when you're a hot commodity.
But hold on. We got to wake up the next day and do a show. We're not hot commodities.
Right. We're hot. Speak for yourself, Joe. You know, I've been
you fall asleep
season.
At 6 o'clock, and you want more primetime games?
Oh, man.
You're going to be dragging all fall.
I got my 2 fans, too. I got them 2 wind tunnels in there. Oh, yeah, it's a great feeling.
Yeah,
but
I know.
No, I'll be up for that. It's different when football season come around. It's a little different.
Well, is that what shredded season's for, to get in shape
for
football season?
Yeah, get in shape for football season.
Yeah. How are those fans going at home?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah?
Love them. Wind tunnel.
Isn't it loud, though, to sleep with them?
Well, it's you know, I'm a fan of white noise.
Yep.
So it's the white noise that helps me sleep. And then it's just like the circulating air. I got these 2 big ass fans.
Are you going to save on air conditioning this summer?
Oh, I'm going to save a ton. I'm not going to even turn it on. I might not even turn it on.
Well, no, I mean, it's going to be hot at some point.
Well, if the wind's circulating and it's in the corner of the house where it's like, it's because, you know, it's like with the townhome, it's cooler downstairs as it is upstairs. So we'll figure it out.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got 4 games on the Eagles' schedule so far. Thursday night to start it off, Cowboys here. Monday, November 10th. Are we going to call that the Tush Push game after the Packers try to get this thing banned? Monday, November 10th at the Packers. Friday, November 28th, Black Friday here against the Bears.
Black Friday.
Saturday, December 20th, Eagles at Commanders. Now, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, I was thinking until we saw this Packer game, I thought there was a chance we're playing on Christmas. Because last night they put out the Saturday, December 20th game. And last year, the teams that played Saturday before Christmas then ended up playing on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought there was a real chance we were going to play Christmas. Now it seems like probably not.
No, that's a lot. You know, when you talk about moving the schedule around, probably going to be, they're going to put Dallas. Dallas is probably going to do that, what they normally do.
Oh, who's Thanksgiving.
That? Dallas and, yeah,
Dallas and Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably going to do what they normally do. You know, so... No, not Thanksgiving.
All right, I'm officially I have my quota here of primetime games. I'm good. You guys want more primetime? Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
No, 4 is more than enough.
Nah.
How many do you want? 7? 6?
I don't really care, I guess. Like, it's fine.
I need one of them games in October to be on a Monday. Preferably the weekend that we have. My school has homecoming.
Oh, so it's about you now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Selfish reasons.
Well, yeah. So,
I mean, guess mine are kind of too.
Yeah, you know, I got it. You know, San Antonio Holmes just found out yesterday. San Antonio Holmes is coaching at my school. I got to get back and see that. I want to see that.
I don't give a shit.
I know nobody else cares about that but me. But I would like that to be the case.
So you want the bye week that week? That would be easiest for you.
Well, that would probably work for me.
There you go.
We'll see.
Or a Monday night game. Yeah. All right.
Monday night game definitely works for me.
215-592-9494. What's your feeling so far in the Eagles schedule with all these, again, a Thursday, a Monday, a Saturday, a Friday so far? No Sunday games have leaked yet. I need more. I'm okay with the Sunday 425. I do like.
That's a fun day, though.
What's a fun day?
The 4 o'clock game? Because that means the people in the parking lot of his home, they hella saucy.
Yeah, I'm good 1 o'clock or 4 Sunday games. We have already 4 games not on Sundays. I'd like a few more Sunday games in here. 215-592-9494. Rob and Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Rob. He ain't ready.
Rob.
Rob ain't ready.
And he was one that had hope with, like me, with the Sixers. So these are my people today. Let's put them on hold. All right. Joe and Del Rand thinks I'm wrong about
Joe.
Ace Bailey. What's up, Joe?
How's it going, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy?
I think I agree with you that the Sixers have hope, With this number three overall pick, I think there are three surefire stars in this top three, and we're going to get one of them in Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey. But I disagree with you that you say that you think that Ace is going to be a bust. Mm-hmm. I think he's a shot creator. I think he's – I know it says 6'8 and a half with no shoes on his combine measurements, but 6'10 with shoes, 7-foot wingspan. He's a shot creating, long. He's a great defender. We watch him put up 18-7-1 at Rutgers. I know they went 500, but and I know what there's the Fultz and Simmons debate about not going to the dance, but at the same time, I think he's a franchise changer. I think he pairs really, really well. You have him on the wing if PG stays healthy, but you got your two guards, you got your two wings, and you got Embiid as long as that knee isn't a huge issue. But I really, really like us getting Ace Bailey, and I think it's going to go a long way with him and Maxey McCain for the next 10.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I've seen people that like him. Joe, I'm not the biggest fan. To me, he's a wing that shoots under 70% from the free throw line. That worries me. I mean, you got to, if you're going to be a star scorer, you need to shoot 80% from the free
shoot
throw
the
line.
J, shoot
and
it.
Then, Joe, I got to ask you, because you mentioned the other Dylan Harper. How do they something's wrong to me if you have the second and third player in the draft and you don't make the tournament. It feels impossible.
I totally agree with that. I'm a big, big March Madness guy. I love college hoops. I don't know how that happens. I really don't. They must have not surrounded him with anything else. You know what I mean? It's two stars and two Soprano guys in college hoops. So it's a big surprise to me as well.
Yeah, it's just like it blows my mind. And Joe, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, what do you make of that? So Ace Bailey, the kid out of Rutgers, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of the mock drafts right now have Rutgers point guard Dylan Harper, Ron Harper's son, mm-hmm. as the second pick. And then the Ace Bailey kid we talked about also played at Rutgers, maybe the third pick, somewhere in that range. They had the second and third best players in college basketball and didn't make the tournament. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, how did they miss the tournament? How are they this good if they didn't even play decent basketball?
That don't bother as much because who was in the tournament that had a whole family? He was like 30. And they were making fun of him.
But how do you not have a good team with those players?
Well, I was about to say, like, maybe because you have other teams that had older players that were a little bit more seasoned than the young cast
maybe,
that you had.
Maybe.
I mean, you know.
Cooper Flagg was in the Final Four.
Yeah.
He's a freshman.
Yeah. And he went to Duke, though, too. So, you know, there's that. I mean, it's kind of hard to say because normally in the tournament, like you talk about, the teams that are in the tournament, those are the guys that people gravitate towards. And that's when you learn the most about these guys because you see them in the tournament. But to have that, yeah, that is kind of puzzling. But I think it probably has something to do with some of the older cats that were in the tournament this year.
Kyle, red flag or not, just to put this into context, Markelle Fultz's Washington team did not make the tournament. Ben Simmons' LSU team did not make the tournament.
Not a great trend.
It's not a great trend.
No. And there's two guys who are supposed to be.
Right.
So that it's definitely a little bit fishy. Like, how bad can the rest of the team be?
One of those guys can't be as good as everyone's telling me they are. It just doesn't make any sense. And so I've decided it's Ace Bailey because I think Harper is actually a good player. All right, Rob Adelko's up. What's up, Rob?
Hey, sorry. Hey, guys. Good morning, Hugh. Good morning,
what's
Joe.
Going on,
hey,
man?
Rob.
Listen, I got a different name for you, Joe, to even throw in the mix.
All right. Three,
okay?
All right, let's do it.
And, Hugh, I'm petty like this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to add to the exciting wins in Philly. And you can pronounce his name wrong. Imagine how much fun we'd have it. Give me the other two fits of that Duke lineup that's going to be in the top 10.
Oh, Con Knippel?
Con Knippel.
Give me Con Knippel, Hugh.
Con Knippel.
I do like Con Knippel.
Yeah, Con Knippel. But what is he like? He was picked to be like a 10th pick or something? Like that?
No, I've seen him as high as it's 4 or 5.
Well, no, he's 6. Pick 6.
Yeah.
Well, they've got him picked at 6.
Yeah. I mean, he's in the range, yeah.
Listen, I mean, I agree with you. I'm going to beat a dead horse. Not one player, but two players. So what's that, 2/5, 40% of the starting lineup, and that team couldn't make the tournament? I don't want either one of those guys.
Rob, something's off. Like, I'm not saying they had to win the title or make a run, but they couldn't make the tournament, and they had the second and third best players. Someone's lying to me about this. This doesn't make any sense.
And like you said, you know, we can rip Ben. There's a million things to rip Ben Simmons on now that we know after the fact. But, I mean, he's one guy. They had two guys in that starting lineup. And how many teams make the tournament now? 68.
Everybody, mama.
68 teams, and you're telling me Rutgers had two of the three best players in college basketball and couldn't make the tournament? It feels to me like something we're going to look back on and be like, oh, yeah, that didn't make any sense.
And they're not playing, as far as I know, in the SEC or the Big Ten or something like
well, they
that.
Well, they are in the Big Ten, Rutgers, actually.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, Yeah, but still, if you got two guys that are top three projected picks and you can't make the tournament, listen, the guy, even from Joe, he's 6'7". I mean, maybe he's not the most super athletic guy, but Joe, either that edge comb or Knipple, give me either one of them, Joe.
No, I like both of them. And look, maybe they could trade down and get one of them. Yeah, they don't have to pick him at three if they don't think they're worth. But I like both of them here. Rob, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, at least Rob has some hope. It's okay to have some hope for the Sixers.
Not with Daryl Morey at the helm and his beard. His beard ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no, his beard really has nothing to do with
it. Well,
anything.
It's just one of those things, man, where I just think back on this season. And how we were manipulated. I don't want to use the word lied to, but we were manipulated.
No, we were lied to.
We were manipulated.
Yeah, we were lied.
And I just don't feel like trusting somebody who has that level of manipulation. I just don't choose to
believe
that
guy. But if he picks good players, who cares what he says in press conferences?
But he's the same. Didn't he pick Paul George? Didn't he give Paul George a whole bunch of money?
Yes.
How'd that work out for him?
But terribly.
And then he turned around. Before he did that, he doubled down and gave Joel some more money.
Terrible.
Now, I understand. I don't want to get it twisted. I don't want anybody to think I'm just picking on him. But I understand that in a situation like that, with Joel Embiid being the caliber of player that he once was, you're really between a rock and a hard place when it comes to that. You know, when you talk about extending him and everything. But even with that, you know, Joel Embiid came back and was mad because his work ethic was being questioned.
Yeah, Joel Embiid's he's a waste at this point. I mean, yeah, like, so it's over.
It's a bunch. It's just a bunch that goes on with this squad, man, that makes me look at it. But I don't know.
Well, I'd say I don't have – it's not about Morey for me. It's just that they have this great asset that they didn't have a day ago. I mean, a day ago, we didn't know if they were –
No, I mean, I get that.
Yeah, we they could have lost the pick. And in fact, when it all happened, we thought they were going to lose the pick. We got some more Sixers news? What's going on?
Yeah, non-draft Sixers news, actually.
Is it good news?
According to Shams, Jameer Nelson has been promoted to assistant general manager.
Good for Jameer. Oh, I always liked Jameer Nelson. Jameer Nelson was a great college basketball player here, obviously, at St. Joe's.
Now, Hugh?
What did you say?
They promoted Jameer to assistant GM.
Okay.
Did that move the needle for you?
I'm okay.
Okay. I didn't ask.
I mean, is that supposed to be like, oh, wow, Jameer?
We're saved.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt. Jameer Nelson's a good basketball guy.
Okay.
Winning basketball guy.
Who's making the
Daryl Morey is. Can I point something else out?
What else?
Now you've made me the Morey defender here. I don't even want to be.
You're doing a great job, though.
Well, because, you know, Daryl Morey was the executive.
I like how Kyle put me on the spot. What is that supposed to move to? Are we happy about that, Kyle?
Sure, I like Jameer Nelson.
Are we happy that he's in a position of power?
Yeah.
Or assumed position of power?
I was just trying to see.
He's trying to check my temperature.
You? Could Jameer hurt the program? No, he's only going to help.
Well,
I don't think he'll hurt at all. All right. Who was the executive that saw something extra in a young James Harden and gave him the keys to a team?
You talking about Daryl?
Yes. Daryl Morey is actually pretty good at seeing that young players can be this or be that. What he's bad at is doubling down on nonsense with older players.
How long ago was that?
That was a while ago.
It's just like
it was probably 13
that, let me,
years
let
ago.
Let me give you the analogy that y'all like to hit me with all the time. Remember that? Man. Remember when I was making all of them the blustering about my A-leg parlay and what y'all like to tell me how long ago that's been?
Sure.
It's been a while, right?
Sure.
So, same thing with Daryl Morey. It's been a while.
We have this thing
it's been a while.
It has been a while. There's no reason he can't nail this pick and they get a good player here.
I hope so.
The franchise has hope again. It's okay to say it. It's not a big
I hope so. I don't believe it, though. I don't believe it. I really
don't. You think he's going to screw this pick up?
Yes.
By taking the wrong player, or the player will fail here.
Well, I think
like they're going to pass on the right. You know what I mean? Like I think, that happens sometimes.
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I think it's going to be a little bit of both. We're going to rent him, like my grandmother used to say.
I don't believe that. I don't think
we're going to rent.
I don't think we ruin players.
Rent.
I think it's different
between being ruined and rent.
Rent.
We're going to rent him.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think if they get the right player, he'll be fine. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Y'all see the schedule out, baby?
We got four games, all
it's
of them.
The schedule.
Well, no,
I
got
ain't
four.
Worried about it,
yeah,
man.
What are you talking about?
I ain't worried about it, man. Because, look, what Ric Flair say? To be the man, you got to beat the man. And we are the man. We're the team to beat right now. When you're the best team in the NFL, they're going to put you on primetime. And that's what we are. We're a primetime team. We've been a primetime team the last 3 or 4 years, Joe. You know what I mean? So my thing is the schedule. I'm not worried about because the games that that we got lined up on the schedule, we can beat a lot of these teams, and the Eagles have beat a lot of these teams. So I'm not worried about it at all. The only thing I'm really worried about right now is who's going to play the other cornerback on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell. That's the only thing I'm worried about right now, because we know Dallas, they added Pickens. So I want to. This is going to let me know how good Fangio really is and how good our defense really is. If the Eagles is really set on repeating and talking this talk like they want to repeat, I want to see how the defense performed this year. We know the offense is still stacked, it's still loaded. So I'm not worried about our offense. I want to see how the defense performs, because against these elite quarterbacks, that'll let me know. And as for the Sixers, hell no, I ain't excited for no number three pick, because we know Daryl Morey, the only good team this guy has is when James Harden is on the team.
See.
That's the only good team he has. He's never been able to build a good team. I'm not confident in this guy building a great roster. No, I'm not. As long as Daryl Morey is our GM, we ain't winning squat.
They've kind of feel.
Yeah, well, you might be right about that, Terrence. But the idea they can't build a good team is silly. I mean, the Sixers have had good teams for 7 years. What's this idea? We're acting today as if the Sixers have been a losing team for 15 straight years. That's not true.
Well, they're losers.
I agree with you. That we know that. I mean, the center's a loser and the small forwards. I get it. They have not drafted winning players. Doesn't mean they don't have an eye for talent around here, though. I mean, do you look at Maxey as a loser? I don't. Why?
I don't look at him as a loser.
I don't either.
Sometimes the stink just kind of rubs off, man.
No, I think we're closer to moving off these older guys than you guys do. I think this last night gave them the ability to move off of hoping they can win with George and Embiid and move forward with young players. I thought it was a great night for the Sixers. Our 215-592-9494. You can get in on it. Do you have hope now with the Sixers with the third overall pick? I do. Hugh and Kyle over here, just hopeless. Reaction to Eagles schedule leaks. We got four games so far. A Thursday, a Friday, a Monday, and a Saturday. No Sundays yet. Do you want to see more Sunday games? I do. Plus, we got to get to the Phillies last night. A loss, which, all right, they were playing well. They lost last night. But an interesting change from Bryce Harper and what Topper had to say about him on the morning show, and an idea for tonight I think is long overdue. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sometimes I'm ready for the music when we get back, and sometimes I don't see it coming. This is what I wasn't ready for it.
Wait, are we about to talk to Elliot?
No, we're not.
Oh. Because this is Elliot's music, right?
Well, I guess you could say it's Elliot's music. I mean, Elliot fits with this era of music.
This genre?
Yeah, genre. He's more boy band than he is Britney Spears. But anyway, it's not about Elliot, no. Hugh, it's about Bryce Harper. You know why?
Why?
You see what Bryce did last night?
No, I did not.
He pulled a whole Nick Sirianni. Let that hair buzz.
Mini men. He did the mini men.
Yeah, well, you could say that. You could say that. So
did
Bryce.
The Britney Spears.
Yeah, he did the Britney Spears. Bryce.
Oh, so, okay.
Cut his hair.
Well, you know, because I thought we was equating it to Nick Sirianni, and that's what he played, where he stood there.
No,
the
I know. The Many Men was a practice.
Yeah.
Maybe that's tonight. Maybe he comes out Many Men for his at-bat.
Harper need to hit the cage to Many Men.
All right, let's talk some Phillies here. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone calls on the Sixers. I have hope after last night for the first time in a while. That third pick, there's been many number three picks in NBA draft history, including Joel Embiid, that turned out to be excellent players in the league. I think the Sixers could fix this thing if they hit this pick at number three next month. And then the Eagles. We got four leaks so far with games all non-Sunday. Do you need to see it? Do you want to see more Sunday games? I mean, I'd like a few 1 o'clock Sundays sprinkled in there. I got two night owls over here who just want to stay up all night watching football.
He's a fraud.
I know. A total fraud night owl.
What do you mean?
You fall asleep at dinner.
I do.
You do. Not lying about that. All right.
Lie about that.
Phillies lose last night, which, okay, the loss itself, it happens, right? They've been playing good baseball. They dropped a game to the Cardinals, who have been red hot. But Hugh, last night, along with Bryce Harper not hitting again, we did see a new haircut. Bryce Harper buzzes hair after month-long funk. He is now hitting, Hugh, as we enter play today on Tuesday, May 13th. Bryce Harper's hitting .232 after an 0-for last night with a 770 OPS. Hugh, your reaction to Bryce with the buzz cut last night?
Maybe you need to take a day off. Maybe you just need to chill out for a little while. The haircut, obviously, you know, it was the bat reveal, the baby reveal, the buzz cut. You know, maybe you just probably need a day. Just take a day.
So, all right, on that, well, I don't know about personal day, but I do think he could use a day off. I actually think your idea there makes a lot of sense. The Phillies should sit Bryce Harper for a game. Let him clear his head. We do this all the time with other players when they're struggling. I think he's wearing it now to the point where a day off, no swings, don't take batting practice, just take a day off.
And just take a breather.
Just take a breather.
And then your wife's pregnant. You know, that probably has a lot. You know what I mean? She's probably, you know, fourth child. There's a lot of intangibles that are probably playing into him in his slump right now.
Well, I'm sure there is. I mean, and this is one of the – I heard this morning Ruben Amaro was on with the morning show, and he talked about how great hitters usually will come out of it quicker than this. This has been the whole season. I mean, Bryce Harper really has not hit the whole year. He's at 232. It's May 13th. And now we have this. I love the John Clark tweet last night, by the way. Bryce Harper shaved his head trying to turn around his season just like Nick Sirianni did earlier in the Eagles' eventual Super Bowl season, but it didn't work. Bryce is hitting 232.
Yeah, they probably going to let him hear. He can probably hear for that one.
Who's John?
John, yeah.
What do you mean?
It's kind of mean.
What?
A little bit.
Isn't it accurate? Did it work last night?
I mean, it's kind of. It might
well,
not have.
Didn't work last night.
It didn't work last night.
Some time.
But John's living in the moment.
The Eagles didn't rip off 10 straight wins until they ripped off 10 straight wins.
But they did beat the Browns the day he had shaved the head.
Barely. And he yelled at fans.
But you're right. It did feel like a loss, that Browns win.
But they did win.
They did win the game. All right, so I think the idea of sitting Bryce tonight is a good one. Let's hear Topper. Topper was on the morning show today. First Topper appearance on WIP. I think I said spring training, but first one of this season. Here's Topper on Bryce.
Yeah, it's difficult. And you know, I feel at times bad for Hart because he puts a lot of pressure on himself and he expects so much out of himself and he wants to lead this team and this organization and the city to a world championship. And so he's very hard on himself and that's just who he is. And he's, you know, I know everybody's talking about his body language this year, but it's been like that since he's been here and since he's been in the big leagues, really. When he struggles, it wears on him, and because he cares so much, and that's really all it is.
So I hadn't really thought about the idea of giving him a day off until you said it and listening to Topper, Hugh. The fact that the manager is on our air talking about how he's wearing the struggles, you see it in his face. He hasn't looked like he's come out of this. Even when he hits a home run once in a while, it doesn't lead to more. Like, hit the home run Saturday, but then since then he's gone back to not hitting. It's not like it jump started him. I think he could use a day off tonight, weather permitting. They face the Cardinals. Sonny Gray is the pitcher. He's struggled against him. I think it's a good night to sit Bryce down. Let him clear his head. Obviously, you have players that could fill in. I mean, you could put Bowman first base for a night and put Sosa at third. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies give Bryce Harper a day off? It's not April 15th here. It's not even April 20th.
Kinda, we got time.
Yeah, we got time, but also this idea of just let it play out. Maybe we need to try something else, which could include a night off.
Well, I mean, he's acting desperate.
With the hair.
Yeah. And like, so if he's acting desperate, then maybe it's time for the team to sort of do something desperate. Like, let's be clear. The Phillies need Bryce Harper to get out of this.
Of course.
They're not going anywhere this season. The season's not going to end the way we want it to unless Bryce Harper gets out of this funk.
Yep.
And I don't see the harm in letting them sit down one day. They're hot right now. They're not desperate, like, where they need a win right now, even though they lost last night. Like, it's far more important for Bryce Harper to get out of this than it is for the Phillies to win this game tonight against the Cardinals and win this series. So, like, I would do it. Like, if he's pulling the lever of, like, I'm gonna do what Nick Sirianni did, which is, you know, silly and desperate, then I think it's time for the Phillies to sort of make a desperate move. And they need to sit him down tonight.
Do we really think that's why he cut his head off? Maybe he just wanted to, you know, have a different look.
Well, it's more me guy activity. Like, look at me. Wow, get a reveal bat.
That's strong.
Well, is he wrong?
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but
we do the name on the front, not the name on the back.
But as someone, Hugh, but you and I have to think about it a different perspective. As two people that don't have
hair,
when you have Bryce has nice hair, why would he shave it off?
So basically, you
from a bald guy's perspective.
From a bald guy's perspective, it's a slap in the face to bald guys to shave your head.
Saying, if we grow our hairs, we're going through something.
No, what I'm saying is,
it's the polar opposite with us.
Why would anyone with a nice head of hair shave it unless they're trying to change something about themselves?
Yeah, I don't have that perspective. You guys do.
No, I'm just saying, if I grow my hair, that don't mean I'm going through something, even though it don't grow at the top.
But you don't have
some question.
But Hugh,
when you were doing the cul-de-sac,
you don't have a nice head of hair. You have a cul-de-sac.
It hurt with my son and his grandma was like, what are you doing? going on with your hair?
Yeah, like you and I could grow our hair out. It's not going to look very nice, right?
No, it's not. It's gonna look a little patchy. But, it's gonna look like Daryl Morey's beard.
Yes, Bryce has a nice mane.
And you did just cut it off.
You cut it off.
That is kind of weird.
I agree. Now maybe he's looking for a different look, and that's fine. The hair aside, I think Bryce could use a day off. He's facing a pitcher tonight. The Phillies are facing Sonny Gray. Historically, has done very well against Bryce. Bryce has not hit this guy. Now it's baseball. He could hit two home runs tonight, but most likely the way he's hitting and
it's not going to go his
yeah,
way.
The history against this pitcher says he's probably going to go 0-3 tonight or 1-2 or 1-4. Like he's not going to have a huge night. So get him off his feet. Maybe a day off clears his head. Get him back in there tomorrow and let's go.
You know, I think you missed something that Kyle said.
What did I miss?
He said more me activity. Like is Bryce starting to get on people's nerves?
You've been on the bat the whole season.
I mean, I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny how he had the gender reveal bat and didn't do nothing with it.
Well, the haircut is a look at me type thing.
Yeah, is Bryce starting to wear a little thin for the people? Just a little bit.
I don't think he is yet. I think
I don't know. That like you know, Kyle's usually the when he said what he said, more me activity.
I do
more
think fans are about to start being like, all right, dude, like when are we gonna get out of this?
Yeah, I think the worry meter is about to move.
It's much, starting to turn a little.
Yeah, much more than it was what we talked about it a week or two ago. I mean, because you start to wonder at some point, is what's going on for his season, right? Like, this is a slump. Slumps happen. It's not early. We're a quarter of the way through the season now, and he's hitting .230.
And I will say this. There's been a lot of Bryce Harper talk, these last couple of weeks.
Well, I think part of it is this, Hugh. The team's playing well, and he's not. Like, it's almost the opposite of what we expected, where you kind of expect Bryce to do his thing, and maybe the team would be up and down. If Bryce starts to hit the way he's supposed to...
Then all is well.
Well, yeah. I mean, then they have everything going. I mean, Schwarber's hitting like an MVP. Turner's been better. Stott's been getting on base. They've got a lot going on. I mean, and again, we are now at the quarter mark of the season. This isn't 3 weeks in. I'm looking at Bryce Harper... If you project his stats out right now for the season, he's hitting .230, right? He's on pace for 28 home runs. .230 and 28 home runs and only 32 doubles. That's
not a Bryce Harper season.
It's not good. I mean, it's not the level we're accustomed with him. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll put this in the conversation as well. Should the Phillies give Bryce Harper a night off? And it's not a benching. It's more of a clear your head, get off your feet for a night. You got the haircut yesterday. And let's start fresh tomorrow. Hugh, you threw it out. I think it's a good idea. I think the idea of sitting him tonight.
Might need some time. Just a little time off. Just a little time off.
Well, I mean, you do this once in a while, and you let a guy clear his head. I mean, he strikes me as the kind of player who's probably taking extra batting practice. He's probably working extra hard. Maybe
trying to get out of this.
Yeah, maybe it's a little too much. He could use a full day off. Let's go back to the phone lines here on all this. William in Jenkintown. Hey, William.
Hey. I kind of like the pick. I think this guy could be the next KD. He reminds me of him.
Who's that? Ace Bailey?
You're talking about Ace Bailey.
Yeah,
the same
Ace
person
Bailey,
that you know, your boy talked about, ESP.
William, next Kevin Durant.
Durant, I woke up.
Why
are
you taking a dump on? Why you taking a dump on Rutgers, man? Why you don't like Rutgers?
I saw that.
I don't.
I believe him. I don't believe a lot of ESP stuff, but I kind of think he's right on that.
William, he's 3.5 inches shorter, and he went to Rutgers.
What's wrong with Rutgers, dog?
Everything.
What's wrong with Rutgers?
What do you mean? If he was the next Kevin Durant, he would have been at Duke or Kentucky.
Pacheco went to Rutgers. He turned out pretty good.
The 7th-round pick running back?
I mean, he still turned out pretty good.
When was the last time Rutgers had a basketball player worth anything?
I'm sure.
Damn. Get cooked.
William, I think he could be an okay player.
He's a turnaround.
He's not in the same stratosphere. Kevin Durant was the best player in college basketball his 1 year there. He would have games
slim
of 30 points, 20 rebounds. And this kid didn't even make the tournament, William.
He just looks like him. He's got the same build.
Because he's skinny?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
He said, yeah.
Listen,
you know who you remind me of?
Who?
You remind me of my girlfriend because you just keep bringing up the past. Even when someone does something good, you just keep bringing up the bad.
But what did Ace Bailey do well?
Typical.
Is she still your girlfriend?
No, with Daryl Morey.
Oh. You know, yeah, keep ripping Hugh. I like this.
Oh, you're talking about me? Yeah. Wait a minute.
You're like his girlfriend.
You still with her?
Yeah.
So what's wrong with you?
Resigned, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see after this one.
Yeah, I hope she's not listening to this, William. You're good.
What do you say, Hugh? You know what? It's undefeated.
He said it's undefeated. The Gouda. It's undefeated.
Oh, not that.
They didn't lose.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. William, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Everybody relax.
Do we have an army of Ace Bailey fans out there? Because Elliot compared him to
Kevin Durant.
No, he's
he
not.
Might be.
He's 3.5 inches shorter and went to Rutgers.
That doesn't
Somebody
matter.
Said when he puts on his shoes, he's 6'10". Somebody said that. Didn't you hear that? They said, I'm like, damn, 2-inch lifts in them things?
Wait a second. So when Durant puts his shoes on, he's 7 foot tall.
No, I'm just saying. That's what somebody
so that's how it works? Yep.
What do you think the chances are he's the next Kevin Durant?
Oh, very high.
Very slim.
Yeah, I would say zero. Zero
slim.
Percent chance.
Anything is possible with slim. Mm-hmm. Slim. Let's be honest. Slim.
The next Kevin Durant was hiding it on a 500 team at Rutgers? Just hanging out?
That's right.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's go to Warren, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Warren?
Morning, Joe. Morning, Hugh.
Good What's morning, Warren. On,
how you doing, Hugh?
Hey, I'm good, man.
I was. This is just a joke. I thought that the timing of Bryce having this peewee camp was to get some tips on his hitting. The kids could help him out.
Yeah, well, whatever can work right now, I'm for, because he's hitting 232. And we need to fix this.
And he's not the only one. I know JT is struggling. Boehm is struggling. There's a similarity to last year where, you know, half the team was carrying the other half. And they definitely need to break out of this. But I don't see that a day off is going to do Bryce any different than if he stays in there and just tries to get his head wrapped around some rhythm here.
Well, I mean, so look, I don't know if it's going to help his rhythm, but I do think he might be able to clear his head. It feels to me like he's pressing. Like, I look at him at the plate, and he looks upset at himself more often than he doesn't look like he's having any fun out there as he slumps here.
I agree, but this is like asking Hugh Douglas to change what he's doing, you know, by taking a day off from being Hugh Douglas. I mean, we know that's not going to happen.
Well, that's true. He doesn't take many days off for being Hugh Douglas. That's
what I got to do with that?
Well, he's saying if you're struggling, maybe you need to take a day off.
No,
I'm
just saying,
I struggling. You're not struggling in a while.
Hugh, if you took a day off from Joe Giglio, would you be able to clear your head?
I mean, I don't feel like
we do get
Joe,
the weekends here, you know.
Yeah, but I don't feel like my head is cloudy with Joe. That's why I was having trouble.
Well, he was just trying to make an analogy.
No, I got it, but I didn't. Yeah, I get it, but I ain't following it.
Well, like, would
I mean, it would save you any psychiatric bills if you got.
Oh,
a
so
day
basically,
Joe.
He's trying to say that, you know, you work my nerves.
Yeah, well, I'm the one whose nerves are worked today. Is there's no hope for the Sixers? I mean, everyone's just negative about everything around here.
No, well, you should have heard this morning. Said Hugh, I really can't hear. I told you something.
What happened
that
this morning?
When I wanted to tell him something.
Well, he wanted. I told you so. It's all about the Knicks, and like no one wants to hear it.
He wasn't ready. He wasn't prepared for it.
Or here's an idea. What if you get Bryce Harper to come in on your show? Like if he comes in studio, I think that would be better than.
He's not a fan of our show. That's the afternoon show.
Well, no, I don't know if he's not a fan. And Warren, we appreciate it.
Well, he listens to the afternoon show.
Well, because he's in the car riding to the park at that time.
Yeah, that's what he gave my man Chuck from my area. Shout out.
Well, that was a big day for Chuck.
And Jack, him and Jack had a love fest a little bit.
Yeah, well, they did, of course. You know, I was surprised though a few weeks ago, afternoon show. You know, even Jack a little more concerned with Bryce than typical.
Working blue.
Well, not working blue. I guess Jack wasn't too concerned. Spike was concerned with like I'm still not concerned. Bryce is not going to get out of this, but I'm past the point now of saying it's early. It's not early anymore. We are a quarter of the way through the season, and he hasn't hit yet.
You know, maybe I'm a reckless speculator here.
Uh oh.
Maybe his wife getting on his nerves a little bit. Maybe this fourth baby, like she's having a little bit of, I'm just saying.
You are one of the messiest people.
You really are.
What are you talking about? I'm not saying he don't love her, but she probably is a little annoying with the fourth baby. It's probably annoying.
Maybe he needs to swing at better pitches. I'm just saying. Like we're making excuses now.
I'm not making excuses, but
it is an excuse.
That's not an excuse.
It is.
You go home
it's
every day.
It's an excuse.
Day,
it's messy. It's a lot.
You're going home every day. The wife's pregnant. Uh-huh. She needs certain things. Okay, and you need to go get them.
Just keep digging.
I'm just saying.
It's an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
It's an excuse.
I'm trying to bring real life situations. I wasn't wrong about the Ranger situation. Alec Boehm.
I know you were.
I wasn't. He got what?
Well, I don't hold know. On. Was
sure.
it ever proven?
Well, I don't know for
Maybe
sure.
Maybe those guys just aren't that right good.
But there's a correlation between all three.
But and correlation does not equal causation. Yeah, does not mean causation.
But you can't deny the correlation.
No,
well,
no, but you just
Ranger,
said I was proven.
Alec Bone.
You just acted like you were proven right. You
I kind of was.
No, you weren't.
This would hold.
I mean, I don't have any definitive proof.
This would hold more weight if this was
being proven right.
If this was their first child, they've done this three times now.
Yeah, she's probably tired of it. She's probably tired.
Oh, my goodness.
She probably was like, probably.
I think maybe we move on.
I think we should, too.
All right, then, fine.
I think he's in a slump, and I think he needs to sit tonight to clear his head. Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Getting on his nerve.
What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, look, man, a slump is 10 games, man. The man is a quarter into the season.
I know.
Stop calling it a slump.
All right, what do we call it? He's having a bad year. How about that?
He's having a bad year, man. Like, yo, man, we're way too soft with the Phillies, and it burns me up. Normally, I love Joe, but Joe has defended Daryl Morey. He's defended Daryl Morey. He's been soft with the Phillies. Hey, Joe, man, what's up, man?
This is typical Joe.
He's being hopeful. Hopeful Joe.
Hold on.
Hopeful Joe.
I am trying to sit Bryce Harper tonight because he's not hitting. Is that what am I supposed to do? Throw him, defending
Joe. I mean, Bryce.
So this is the difference. This is the difference. When it's defensive about Bryce Joe. Harper,
tell him.
When it's about Bryce Harper, is everything is okay. Let's just sit and he'll be okay. Yes. But when my quarterback is bad, the 700 level from the old vet comes out. When it's about Bryce Harper, man, people are we're eating wine and cheese with our pinkies up. And let's be soft about it.
All right.
But the 700 level comes out. For my man. Yo, Ball get man. On him, man. Jesus. He's batting 230.
Let's be fair. He's not been good this year. But come on. He's not been. But there's a difference between the track record of the Eagles quarterback, who's a very good player, and Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's been one of the best hitters in baseball for 9 years, 10 years, 11 years. Jalen Hurts has been in the league for 4 or 5 years. There's a different kind of track record when a guy's not playing well, where you kind of believe it'll even out, versus Jalen, who's had one great season, one very good season, and the other ones have been up and down. It's just different.
Okay, but my man, look what my man has gone through. He got, I'm not even going to go through it. We all know. He didn't have the easiest situation being behind Carson, who didn't want him. He had a coaching change, and we know that it had to be crazy in the Eagles building between Doug and Howie and all that.
Of course.
So cool. I always say this about Kolb and Brian. Kolb had Mamba mentality, right? But he also had Magic Johnson, Jerry West as his old head in the Lakers organization.
Mm-hmm.
You think if he went to Cleveland, when LeBron went there, you think Mamba mentality would have flourished in Cleveland? Maybe not. I don't know. So I'm just going to say, forget the Phillies, like the Sixers. If we draft Ace Bailey, I'd be happy because I think his game is better for the NBA than it is just for college. I do think that. Do I think he'll be a superstar in Kevin Durant? That's ridiculous. But he can be. I think he'll be better in the NBA than he was in college. But the Sixers definitely have, could mess it up. And Daryl Morey, James Harden picked Houston because he likes to go to strip clubs. They offer him the most money, and it's Houston. So, hey, that's why he went there. Daryl Morey didn't do a shrewd move.
Well, he had the assets to go trade for him. I mean, he not everyone thought James Harden was going to be what he became. I mean, he was a sixth man with the Thunder.
Not what he became. No, who saw that? But you could see, like, man, he played on a team with Russ and Kevin Durant. So if his usage goes up, then he's going to be great. Like, that was easy to see. I look at GMs like, do you draft diamonds in the rough and they become great? Did you take a coach that nobody saw and he implements a system? You had Mike D'Antoni who won before that. James Harden was a sixth man on a great team that you could see with more usage. He was going to be great. The man has not done things that I say, oh, he's the man. He's sometimes not messed it up. But that don't give you great props as a GM for not just for not messing it up.
Jay, I agree with that. I don't even like Morey. I think he's overrated. I'm just saying, if he picks the right player here at three, I don't love Ace Bailey. I know some people do. I like the Edgecombe kid. But if they get an all-star here, and you give me that kid with McCain and Maxey, we've got a chance. That's all. I mean, it's almost independent of Morey. If we get the right player at three, we got a chance to be a good team again.
Do you believe in the Sixers organization? And I want you to talk about because I feel like we just don't talk about fits and organizations. We blame the players so much. But, Hugh, you started off with the Jets, man. Like, how different was life when you came to the Eagles, man? Like was it easier? Like talk about how different it is when you get drafted to a bad organization.
I'll be trying to tell Joe Mayhill. I'll be trying to tell Joe
I
and
listen. Also, he was Defensive Rookie of the Year there. He overcame Rich Kotite. He was pretty good. Jay, good phone call. You weren't bad there.
No, I wasn't. But I remember, like, the culture matters.
Of course it does.
It really does. And, like, what are we building this culture around? Because I look at Paul George, and this is the problem. Because you're going to have a bunch of young guys, and you have a bunch of young guys, who Tyrese Maxey tried to be a leader in the locker room. This is what, I was talking about. He tried to be a leader and say, hey, Joel, I need you, big fella.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that he said it in the absolute most positive way he could have. Hey, man, I need you. We're trying to win this year. I'm trying to do this, that, and the third. And Joel Embiid, the only thing he took from that message was somebody told him.
Listen, I agree. The quicker we can move off Embiid and George and turn it over to the young guys, the happier I'll be. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on the Philly. Should they sit Bryce Harper tonight? And look, get him a day break. I mean, he's clearly pressing. He shaved his head. I mean, what's going on with Bryce Harper? It's 40 games in. He's hitting 230. I want to sit him tonight. I think it's the right thing for the Phillies. Do you now have hope for the Sixers? And do you need to see less primetime games for the Eagles? All we've gotten so far on the schedule is primetime. 215-592-9494. We'll also be joined next by Devin Caney to talk some Phillies on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.